You're listening to an analysis story on the audio version of The Tie. Thanks for listening. The Tie is a nonprofit newsroom that is funded by our audience. So if you appreciate this article and you'd like to help us do more, head on over to support.thetie.ca and become a Tie builder. You choose the amount to give, and you can cancel anytime.
Pierre Polyev's pipe dream: imprisoned drug users for life. By M.O. Amir, February 11, 2025.
In December 2022, Conservative Party of Canada leader Pierre Polyev wrote in a National Post op-ed, "People struggling with addiction belong in treatment, not prison." Last week, he unashamedly called for many of those same people to be imprisoned for life. It was a stunning culmination of Polyev's opposition to drug decriminalization and harm reduction policies, including supervised consumption sites, which Polyev referred to as drug dens, and prescribed alternative drug programs. What started as concern that current drug policy lacked a path to a full recovery devolved into Polyev branding harm reduction as wacko policy and falsely blaming harm reduction for drug deaths in British Columbia. The toxic, unregulated composition of illicit street drugs is responsible for the country's drug deaths. Stumping across the country, Polyev repeatedly promised to fund treatment and recovery, giving the illusion, at least, that his party views drug use and addiction through a lens of healthcare, not criminal justice. That illusion shattered when Polyev proposed mandatory life imprisonment for fentanyl kingpins. It feels like a common-sense solution, but in reality, Polyev is flouting his own vow to bring our loved ones home drug-free. 40 milligrams is less than half of a baby aspirin. As soon as the sloganeering unveiled a policy proposal, Pierre Polyev's mask slipped. Under Polyev's plan, anyone caught trafficking, producing, or exporting over 40 milligrams of fentanyl would receive a mandatory life sentence in prison. This 40-milligram threshold is a mere 1.6% of the 2.5 grams that someone can possess under British Columbia's decriminalization pilot project. For context, 40 milligrams is less than half of a typical baby aspirin tablet. When applied to a weight of 40 milligrams, trafficking, the sale, distribution, administration, or transfer of drugs under Canada's Controlled Drugs and Substances Act becomes problematic given how fentanyl is sold and consumed on a street level. As harm reduction advocate Zoe Dodd noted, fentanyl is generally sold on the streets in 100 milligram increments. If you're talking about Vancouver's downtown east side, fentanyl users are using a quarter gram, 250 milligrams, or more a day, according to Guy Felicella, a harm reduction and recovery advocate. There are always hand-to-hand transactions, from dealers, to drug users, to other drug users. It's a constant exchange in the downtown east side. It's pretty common for people to pool their money to buy from a dealer, and then those drugs get distributed. These hand-to-hand exchanges constitute trafficking, which would, under the proposed policy, subject every habitual fentanyl user to a punishment of life in prison. The very same people that Pierre Polyev promised to bring home drug-free are now, by Polyev's own definition, fentanyl kingpins who should be imprisoned for life. "Pretty much every drug user on the street would be going to jail for life," said Felicella. This conservative policy marks an all-out war on drugs approach to permanently incarcerate drug users, which is inconsistent with Polyev's promise to provide drug users with treatment and recovery services. It is also impractical. An unserious proposal. Mandatory minimum sentence policies have been overturned by the Supreme Court of Canada, which in 2021 determined that appropriate sentencing for fentanyl trafficking is 8 to 15 years. However, Polyev has suggested that if his criminal laws are struck down by the Supreme Court, he will use the notwithstanding clause to make them constitutional. Setting aside the Constitution of Canada, which Polyev seems prepared to disregard himself, Polyev's proposal requires a massive investment in the staffing and capacity of Canadian courts. Charges under Canada's Controlled Drugs and Substances Act are prosecuted by the Public Prosecution Service of Canada, or PPSC. The PPSC must navigate through the same backlogs, staffing shortages, and limited courtroom spaces that have plagued Canadian courts and resulted in many criminal charges being stayed. The wide net cast by Polyevra's policy would dramatically exacerbate these backlogs. It would need to be accompanied by billions of dollars of investment to expand the capacities of Canada's criminal justice system. Otherwise, according to Vancouver criminal defense lawyer Kyla Lee, Polyevra's proposal will bog down the courts far more than just the simple addition of more cases. The more you increase mandatory minimum sentences and the higher they are, the more you motivate an accused person to pursue every possible angle and argument in their defense. The result of that is that you take a trial that could ordinarily be completed in a day or two and turn it into a multi-week marathon, all over a personal use amount of fentanyl, Lee said. Since Polyevra's proposed fentanyl trafficking charges carry a mandatory life sentence, the accused can elect to be tried in provincial court or Supreme Court. An accused is incentivized to be tried in Supreme Court so that they can request a preliminary inquiry, whereby a provincial court judge screens the evidence to determine if it is sufficient to commit the accused to trial. The Crown can bypass this procedure by using the direct indictment process to take a case directly to the Supreme Court. However, given the limited Supreme Court sitting locations, it would not be feasible to prosecute every fentanyl case, especially under Polyevra's definition of trafficking, by direct indictment. Even if a case makes it past a preliminary inquiry, the limited Supreme Court sitting locations, again, make the inundation of new cases even more difficult to try within a reasonable time, 30 months. Our courts would end up flooded with so many prosecutions that it would be untenable for the cases to proceed within a reasonable time, said Lee. Consequently, despite the extensive use of public resources, many trafficking charges under Polyevra's proposal would be stayed. So long as fentanyl trafficking is ridiculously defined by such a low threshold of 40 milligrams, the Conservative leader's policy is, in practical terms, moot. Effectively, Polyevra's proposal demonstrates such a fundamental misunderstanding of Canada's criminal justice system, street-level drug trade, and his own promise to provide addictions treatment that it lacks not only logic, but any semblance of seriousness. Read more, Rights Plus Justice, Federal Politics.
Thanks for stopping by the TAI today. Anytime you're in the mood to listen to important stories written well, we'll be here. And if you'd like to keep independent media going strong, head over to thetai.ca and click on the Support Us button to pitch in. Finally, big thank you to all of our TAI builders who made this story possible.